Welcome to the Savvy Dentist Podcast with Dr. Jesse Green, the show where great dentistry meets great business. Listen in each week as we bring you an inspiring person who will share their story, ideas, and business techniques to help you create a practice and a life you love. And now introducing your host, Dr. Jesse Green.
Jesse Green here. Welcome back to the Savvy Dentist Podcast, the show where great dentistry meets great business. Today, I'm going to be sharing with you three tips to put your practice into hyperdrive, to really accelerate growth to the point where your practice is achieving everything that you want it to be. Most practices, when they attempt to grow, feel like that there's friction, that it feels clunky and a bit rough at times. It feels like a rough ride. What we want instead is to have a smooth ride, one where it feels like the practice is operating like a well-oiled machine and that the gears are changing easily, smoothly, so that the practice moves faster with each gear change. So who are these particular tips really aimed at? Well, they're certainly going to be useful for everyone who owns a dental practice, but they're specifically aimed at anyone who wants to transcend the traditional practice management model of owner-operatorship and move to true business ownership. That's the kind of business where you have freedom. Your business is a money machine. You have control over it rather than it controlling you, and it has a stellar reputation in the marketplace. And that's what we refer to as a bulletproof practice. So this particular episode is going to be delivering three tips that's really aimed at helping people transcend that traditional paradigm of owner-operatorship and move to true business ownership. So let's get to the first tip. The first tip is to really be operating one layer back. So what do I mean by that? The concept of one layer back is something that's been popularized by my friend James Schramko. And what he refers to in that is something that many businesses do instinctively, but not so frequently in dental practice. And that is to essentially be one layer back from the decision making of your practice. Not every decision, but some decisions. It's about offloading things from your plate onto the plate of others. In essence, it's about growing a leadership team, having key people in your practice with whom you can delegate tasks to through a task transfer process, and have inbuilt accountability and reporting. So those particular leaders within your practice will have areas of responsibility, they'll have metrics in place that they need to report back on, and they'll have some autonomy within parameters, within boundaries, to make some decisions on your behalf. And what that means is you get away from that situation where you're the bottleneck, which is so common for most dental practices. For most practices, the owner is the bottleneck, and there's a saying that the bottleneck is always at the top of the bottle. And oftentimes in that circumstance, the practice owner is a bit like an octopus. There's one head controlling eight or more arms of the business. And after a while, quite candidly, everything begins to suck. So we want to be doing something different. And the way to get away from that is to build a team and grow other leaders within your practice. So develop leaders within your practice, hand over key areas of responsibility, make sure there are checks and balances in place, boundaries, and have regular communication meetings with these particular leaders in your practice so that at each meeting, those people are reporting back to you against certain performance metrics so that the accountability remains in place. So that's the first hot tip, is to build a leadership team and move yourself one layer back from a lot of the day-to-day decision-making processes. So hot tip number two follows on from the concept of one layer back, and that is that for every particular role in the practice, there should be two people who are competent and capable in doing it. So for every key role in your practice as well, you need to have an understudy. So imagine that you're going through to the cinema, or not to the cinema, to the theater, and that you're going to see the Phantom of the Opera and the lead performer is sick. Well, as we all know, there is an understudy for each of those roles. So it's important that for every single task in your practice, that there are at least two people, think of Noah's Ark, two people who can complete that particular task. Equally, it's important for those key leadership roles that we spoke about earlier that there is a 2IC or an understudy for those people, such that if someone moves on from the practice, or someone's sick, or someone's on holidays, that the practice can continue to operate effectively day in, day out. So that means having clarity around the organizational structure. It means having clarity about who's doing what. What are the critical tasks that each person on the organizational team completes? and understanding what metrics you're going to be using to measure success. So again, that's the second hot tip, is to make sure that you have two of everything. Think Noah's Ark, and equally have an understudy for those leadership positions that we spoke about. The third key tip is to upscale your software. Periodically, we have updates for our software, whether it's, you know, Office, Microsoft Office, or whether it's our practice management software. The software I'm referring to here is our brain software. And what we know is that if you want your practice to accelerate, to really grow, then ultimately the responsibility for that rests with the leader of the business owner. And the growth of the business will never outstrip the growth of the leader in the business. So that means we need to upscale our own software regularly. So how do we do that? Well, many of us go to lots of CPD courses to enhance our professional skills, you know, whether it's learning how to do better endo, how to place implants, how to do better crown and bridge, maybe orthodontics, you know, whatever it happens to be. We all understand and get that. And most people in practice really focus their time learning those skills. But if you want to move from a traditional owner-operator model to a true business ownership model, then that's the business muscle you're going to need to develop. And that's going to require going to courses, reading books, attending some seminars, learning, growing, and developing. Now, there is something called analysis paralysis, which many people would have heard of before, and that is forever learning but never actually doing. So really, the ratio of learning to doing should be about 30% learning and 70% doing. So take action on the things that you learn. Unlike clinical work, when you're in business, you can take imperfect action. As long as you have processes to course correct and assess progress and make sure you don't go too far off the path, you'll be just fine. But it's important to upscale your software, to be constantly learning, constantly developing, and putting as much time and effort to that part of your development as it is to your professional clinical development. So those are the three hot tips for you. Just once again, to be one layer back, to have two of everything, whether it's for every task in the practice, and certainly having two ICs for key roles in the leadership team. And thirdly, to upscale your brain software through continual learning around business, around managing teams, around business growth, and understanding that it's important to take action on everything that you do rather than just simply learning for the sake of learning. So those three tips, if you apply those three tips consistently day in, day out, I know they're going to put your practice into hyperdrive. I've seen it time and again. So let me know how you go. I'm going to be watching your progress and look forward to hearing of your success as you move forward. Have a great week.
Thank you for listening to the Savvy Dentist podcast. For more episodes, go to drjessegreen.com/savvydentist. And to discover how to build a high-performance dental practice, visit drjessegreen.com and download the free report.